Good afternoon. I'm Maureen McEwen, and this is The Response, a national news show on the COVID-19 pandemic in Canada. There are now more flexible rules for the Canadian Emergency Wage Subsidy. Before, organizations had to show a revenue loss of at least 30% when compared to this time last year. Businesses can now use January and February this year as reference points to show the revenue loss from COVID-19. The Prime Minister said that this will allow for more organizations, like startups and new businesses, to qualify. Businesses only have to demonstrate a 15% decline in revenue for March instead of 30%. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
We previously announced that to qualify for the subsidy, businesses would have to show a 30% drop in revenues when comparing the month this year to the month the previous year. We recognize that this could be an issue for nonprofits, fast-going, growing companies like startups, and new businesses. So we're going to put in place more flexible rules. Companies will now have the option of using January and February of this year as reference points to show a 30% loss. And businesses will only need to show a 15% decline in revenue for March instead of 30%, because most of us only felt the impact of COVID-19 about halfway through the month.
Nonprofits and charities may face different funding challenges. The Prime Minister said Wednesday they can now include or exclude government funding when calculating loss of revenue for the subsidy. If these organizations have been impacted, they can receive up to $847 a week for each employee. The government launched the emergency wage subsidy in March. The subsidy would fund up to 75% of employee salaries. This would cover the first $58,700 of an annual salary, or up to $847 per week. The measure was created to help offset the impact of COVID-19 and to support payrolls across the country. Charities, nonprofits, and businesses of all size will be eligible for the wage subsidy. Employee count does not matter. If an organization's revenue has taken a 15% loss or more in March, it is eligible. The wage subsidy will be backdated to March 15th. The Prime Minister added that job numbers for March will be out on April 9th. The Canada Summer Jobs Program has been changed to accommodate COVID-19. The government is funding up to 100% of the cost to hire students for CSJ employers. The timeline for job placement has been extended to winter. And with some businesses scaling down operations, students can now be hired part-time under the program. Minister of Employment, Workforce Development, and Disability Inclusion, Carla Qualtro.
These include an increase to the wage subsidy so that private and public sector employees can receive up to 100% of the provincial or territorial minimum hourly wage for each employee, an extension to the end date for employment to February 28, 2021, allowing employers to adapt their projects and job activities to support essential services, and allowing employers to hire staff on a part-time basis. These changes will help our small businesses, our local nonprofits, and our public sector employers hire and keep the workers they need so they can continue to deliver the very important essential services in communities across Canada. They'll also help youth stay connected to the labour market, save for their return to school, and find high-quality jobs in safe, inclusive, and healthy work environments.
Canada has received 500,000 N95 masks from US-based company 3M. Late last week, the US reportedly asked 3M to stop exporting the face masks to Canada, but a deal was struck on Monday this week. The Deputy Prime Minister confirmed that the shipment arrived on Tuesday night. Deputy Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland.
In the United States, or indeed anywhere in the world, it's a very, very complicated situation, and in the whole world. And there's a real race on internationally for medical equipment. But when it comes to the masks, we had the statement from 3M on Monday. The masks crossed the U.S. border into Canada at around 11:20 p.m. last night. They are here, and we are working as quickly as possible to get them distributed around the country to our heroic healthcare workers who need them so urgently.
As of noon on April 8th, the Public Health Agency of Canada has reported 18,447 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 401 deaths. Over 359,000 people have been tested. COVID-19 is now in all Canadian provinces and territories except Nunavut. Canada.ca has an online self-assessment tool and other COVID-19 resources available. This was The Response for April 8th. For more information on COVID-19, check reliable sources like your local health authority, the Public Health Agency of Canada, or the World Health Organization. This show is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, a program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada. The Response's sound clips are made available through a partnership with the Canadian Public Affairs Channel.